Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Are you set for God? Are you set for God? He's here to do a mighty thing for you. He's here to give you a shift. An encounter you have never experienced it before you leave here. I want you to know that you're here tonight. You cannot go. You cannot go the same way you come. It's an error. You cannot leave here. You cannot leave here. Can you lift up your hands to heaven and worship Him? Lift up your hands to heaven and worship Him. You've been here today. You cannot live here the same.
Ancient walls. ever true. We have come, we have come, we. Open the floodgate. And cause your name. Baba O,
Baba O,
hey, no, no, no,
Baba O,
Baba O,
Baba O,
we have come to draw, draw. I want you to open your mouth and just say something to your God. Can you open your mouth and appreciate how big He is? I want you to thank God for who He is, who He has been to you. I want you to know that God is here. If you are sensitive, you are going to receive from Him. Please, I beg you in the name of God, be sensitive in your spirit. God is here to do something, and He'll do that which He has come to do. Don't worry. He's here to change that situation. He'll do it. You are the one that knows. I don't know. You know it better. Can you open your mouth? Talk to your God, not my God. I'm not saying you to talk to my God. I don't. Talk to your God. The way you believe Him, what you have for Him, how you see Him, worship Him. Worship Him. He's here. He's doing something. He's doing something. He's moving in our midst. He's doing something. Ekabos is addressing that matter. He's addressing that matter. He's addressing that matter. Ekamani ananana mo shini ananana. Ekatole do shini. Keep on praying. Don't think, I don't know. Take this session seriously. Open your mouth. I want you to borrow your heart. Pour your heart to God. Pour your heart to God. See, anything you say here now, you will receive the answer, I bet you. Please, he's here already. Anything you say, except you are not saying anything. If you open your mouth to make any request, it will be granted. I don't know if you know that. He's here already and he's moving. He's doing that which only him can do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how that situation has been. God is here to hear us. He's here to hear us. No. Yes. Holy Ghost. Yes. Ali kada da bala kada da da bala kada da 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 bala kada da da bala kada da bala kada da bala kada da 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 da. See, I want you to know something. If you are waiting for us to raise a prayer point before you pray, you are wrong. If you are waiting for us to say anything, pray in this way before you pray, you are wrong. I don't know the burden you carry. I can't raise a prayer point for you. Cry out your burden. Are you with me? Cry out your burden. Father, this night I will encounter you. It shall be the night of my change. I have been waiting for you. Father, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live here the same way I come. Ijile ninu ijile, here I am. Ijile ninu ijile, here I am. Ijile ninu ijile, here I am. Ekeke to pasani ale gadabo sheni anana. Let's ekamazuni ale gadadaba ale gadabala gadabala. Iria mana 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 mana. Higini ya mana 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 mana. Eni ya mana 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 mana. Higini ya mana. Oluwa eto biloba o. Iwa loba awoba tele dumare o. Iwa loba awoba tele dumare o. Oluwa eto biloba o. Oluwa aya Oluwa eto biloba o.
In Jesus' name we worship. Father, here we are. We are your children. We are here. And thank you for not depriving us of your presence. We know you are here. And Father, there is no time that is recorded in your word that a man have an encounter with you and remain the same. Father, the encounter tonight, none of us will go back the same way we come. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we are going to look into your word briefly, we pray that may you give us understanding of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, do that which only you can do in our midst this evening. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Can you have your wonderful seat? This evening, we have just worshiped. I want you to know that we are going back to that worship session again. We just want to look into the Word of God. What is really worship? See, we need to understand worship before we can worship effectively. Are we together? Now, I want us to take the what is worship? I have a definition of worship that I wrote down from the dictionary. We are not going to look at worship from angle of noun. We are going to look at worship from verb perspective. It's an action word. Worship is an action word. So what do we call worship? What is worship? I got this definition from dictionary. Worship simply means to reverence with supreme respect. I want you to take note of that. To reverence with supreme respect and veneration. To reverence with supreme respect and veneration. Second description of worship. He said, to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. To honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. Hallelujah. Now, I want to establish this, that if worship, take note of those words, to reverence, talk of reverence, we talk of supreme respect, we talk of honor, we talk of extravagant love, and we also talk of extreme submission. That is, before you can worship, you worship the one you have respect for. Do we get that? You worship the one you love. You worship the one you can submit to. So, worship can just be a manifestation of love, total submission, and extreme respect for the subject matter of worship. Are we together? Are you here? Please be here. Don't go anywhere. I made that statement because you can be here and be in your house at the same time. Hallelujah. Okay? Or you can be here and be thinking of the food they are going to share after this service. Please be here. Tell your neighbor, be here. Don't go anywhere. Worship is a manifestation of love. Extreme respect. So, somebody you cannot submit to, you cannot worship. Somebody you don't have respect for, you cannot worship. Somebody you can't love extremely, such a person, you cannot worship. So, worship. Before you can worship, you must have a relationship with whom you are worshiping. Are we following? Worship is a manifestation of our love, extreme respect. So, in this context, where we are today, I can say that worship God. We are here to worship who? God. In this kingdom, we have a manner at which we worship. So, we are here to worship God. So, this God we are worshiping, we must first of all be submitted to Him. If you are not submitted to Him, your worship today is a noise in his ears. Are we together? If you don't have maximum respect for God, what does it mean to have maximum respect for God? When he said, sit down, you sit. Huh? When he said, stand up, you stand up. Huh? Somebody you have respect for cannot give you command and you don't obey. Are we together? So, someone you are not being able to have respect for. Somebody that cannot give you commandment and you follow such a person, you can't worship him. Are we together? Is it clear? Hello, talk to me, please. Talk to me. I'm not the only one here. Hello, is it clear? All right. So, that simply means, before you worship anybody, before you can worship, you must know whom you are worshiping. I want to give an illustration, okay? Our Reverend Michael, our daddy in the house, we celebrate you, sir. I want you to know something. We are the one that knows. That is our reverend, right? If you meet him on the road, the manner at which you worship, let me not use worship, the manner at which you respect him, you greet him, per se, is different from someone that doesn't know him at all. You just know him as an elderly. I need to greet him just because he's an elderly person. But you that have understanding that, this man is a youth pastor of Ikoyi Baptist Church, there is that level of your submission to him. Are we getting this? Okay. So, you cannot really worship the one you don't know. If you are here today, you don't have a personal relationship with God. We are worshiping, you are raising hand, you are opening your mouth, you are doing this. It's a display of an emotion. Do you get what I say? It's just a display of an emotion. You are making noise. It's better you pack your Bible. If you are not ready to repent, pack your Bible. Go to your house instead of wasting time. Are we together? Because you are wasting your time. If you don't know him, we are worshiping. We are a country God. God is coming down. As he's coming down to touch his people, he's not seeing you because he don't know you. Are we together? All right. Let's open our Bible to the book of John chapter 4. It's a popular scripture all of us knows. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. We know the story, but we'll take the reading from verse 1 so that we'll refresh our memory. Hallelujah. John chapter 4. We take the reading from verse 1. When therefore, please, do you have New King James Version, please? This is what I use. New King James, okay. Okay. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, thought Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. Jesus needed to go through Samaria. Okay? So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Okay? Now Jacob's well was there. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Now, I want you to start taking note from here. Then, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." Jesus was resting by the well. And there is a particular woman of Samaria that came to the well to fetch water. And Jesus looked at her and said, "Woman, please, I beg you, can you give me water to drink?" Okay? For his disciple had gone away into the city. Go to the next verse. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, now, I want you to take notes of the response of woman of Samaria. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" He's asking Jesus a question. "For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." That is true. By norms. By default. Jesus is not supposed to ask that woman for water. Do you know why? Because Jews, they don't have dealings with Samaria. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God," listen, he said, "if you knew the gift of God and who it is who said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you will have asked him and he will have given you living water." Let us, I want to be careful. We are not going to touch this word, living water, this night. Eh? It's a matter for Sunday. It's a matter for discussion on Sunday. The woman said to him, "Sir, you have..." No, go back to that verse 10 again. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who said to you," if you know who I am, if you know the person that is asking you of water, if you really know me, your reaction, your answer to my question wouldn't have been the way you should answer. If you know that we are here to worship God, if you really know God, there are some things you are doing that you necessarily not could have done. Are we together now? So, when you are worshiping, now in service, service might be going on. You see somebody sitting down pressing phone. It doesn't matter to him what is going on. I'm just here as usual, as we normally come to church every Sunday. We go back. What did they have to say? This is what they have been saying. They are saying nothing consign him or her. He's just pressing. Because do you know what the person is doing? It's because that person does not know who he or she is here to worship. If you know you are before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, your attitude toward worship could have been different. Are we together? Do we get up to this point? Or should I come again? Okay. If you knew the gift of God, I'm sure Jesus would be smiling. If this woman knows that this word, "I am the Messiah, I am the Christ, I am the one who will save this world." If this woman have this idea, So Jesus will be telling you, give me water to drink. And I said, ah, Jews and Samaria. If Jesus will come down here now, if we should see Jesus face to face and say, Toby, lie down and roll from here to Falomo. My brother, you roll. If you should see Jesus one-on-one, and he give you commandment, I said, hey, stand up. Stand up now. Because he don't know that, it's Amos. As we are friends. It's Amos as usual, not Jesus. Sit down, I beg. Okay? Because this woman doesn't know. She is not aware who is demanding for water. Because she did not know, that influences her action. Her attitude toward Jesus. Are we here? Please be here. Don't go anywhere. Please be here. We are going somewhere. Give me a drink. And he said, you will have asked him and he will have given you living water. What is water? This woman does not know that I am the one that created the water. You think I'm really, if I'm thirsty, I can command water to enter my mouth. I'm demanding for water from you and you are, do you know, it's because Jesus knew, that the woman is acting out of ignorance. He don't know that. Do you know why I say the woman is acting out of ignorance and Jesus is aware? As we are reading, as we are going down, you are going to see when the woman answers, ha, my discussion with this man, this might be a Messiah. Okay? You will see her reaction at that time. We are going. Next verse. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. This woman is still talking out of ignorance. You are telling Jesus that he has nothing to. He can command water to go anywhere. You are telling him that he has nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Jesus is talking. In fact, the woman is totally blind. He's even taking the living water as normal water. He don't know that living water is referring to something else. Hallelujah. Next verse. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself as well as his sons and his livestock? This woman is asking, I don't know. Go back to that verse. Go back to that verse. Are you greater than our father? Is Jesus not greater than Jacob? Jesus is very humble. I'll tell you, shut up. Do you know who I am? Who is Jacob? I created Jacob. Come on, shut up. I say, give me water. You are. What? Is anything wrong with you? Do you know me? Just like our Reverend Adeleke will come here now. We just send Paulina, go and give me water from the. I want to drink water. Go and help me with water. And you tell Adeleke, our Reverend, that you are not. Or he's not supposed to send you by this time because you are in the presence of God. Will you be able to say that? You don't have excuse. Because it's your Reverend, it's your pastor. Immediately say that you will even be glad. This woman, she's not aware. Adebi, she's aware. Adebi, she knows Jesus. She could have been glad. Jesus wants me to give her water to drink. In fact, I will fetch the water, the bowl. I will fetch it and keep it and go back empty-handed. The woman attitude is because she's not aware of who that she's dealing with at that moment. The next verse. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will taste again. The water that I'm even asking you to give me to drink. Whosoever that drink this water will be thirsty again. So what is even the important of this water that I'm telling you to give me to drink and you are not giving me? But whoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. And be careful not to touch living water. And it keep on coming. I will not touch it. On Sunday, we'll talk about it. Next verse. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. The woman is still being carnal. She still doesn't understand what is going on. Okay, that water, that you say you can give me, see? I'll not be thirsty again. Okay, give me my drink now. She be from now till I die, I no go taste again. I no go drink water. This is not what Jesus means. But the woman is acting out of ignorance because she did not know who she was dealing with. See, it's very important for you to know who you are dealing with. This God you are serving is so important for you to know more of him. If you don't know more of him, there are so many things you'll be doing. You'll be doing out of blindness, out of ignorance. Are you with me? Are we together? I can say that so many of our disobedience in the house of God is as a result of lack of knowledge, understanding of whom we are dealing with. If you really have raw knowledge of God, it will influence your attitude. Jesus said to her, go call your husband. Do you know at this point now, my Jesus Christ want to prove to her that the person that you are talking to is not ordinary. You have been talking to me since I don't want to. Now, I want to show you that this person you are talking to is not just a man born of a woman. Born of a man and woman. Is a man that Holy Spirit impregnated his mother and I came to this world. Are you okay? Now, I want to prove to you who I am. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. Okay, next verse. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Okay. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, meaning I know. I have no husband. Next verse. For you have had 5 husbands. This is Jesus speaking. Imagine somebody that have had 5 husbands before. Jesus is asking to drink water from his. That woman must not be okay. For you have had 5 husbands. And the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. Okay, next verse. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive, this woman, I perceive that you are a prophet. At least she's becoming alive. This man must be a prophet. Because this man that is talking to me, what I have done that nobody might have even known, this Jew coming to know me our first encounter. Remember that I said earlier, during our prayer, a man cannot have an encounter with God. A man or woman cannot have an encounter with God and remain the same. Please, be remembering that word. And I want you to go back to scripture. Start reading those that have an encounter with Jesus, with God, like Apostle Paul, like Zacchaeus. In fact, when Zacchaeus met Jesus, his value system changed. This is what they are teaching us in Serve the Master. If you are here, you are not doing any of the disciple class. You are still wrong. It's because you don't know who you are dealing with. If you know who you are dealing with, that class, nothing will stop you. You could have been there. I'm telling you, you could have been. It's because you don't know who you are dealing with. This is how you keep on acting ignorant until you end up in hell. God forbid. You'll not end up in hell in Jesus' name. But please do the right thing. Our fathers worship. Is the woman that is talking here. Our fathers worship on this mountain. And you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place of in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. What this woman is saying is just the truth. Are you with me? It's just the truth. That in Jerusalem, they have a particular place of worship. In Samaria also, they have a particular place of worship. Okay? Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me. Now that you know that I can be a prophet, you know you will have a little belief of me." Okay? "Now, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father." We are going somewhere. The hour is coming. Let me not speak to this verse. I'm going to, it will repeat itself again, and I would love that one. I would love to speak on that one. Okay? "You worship what you do not know." This is Jesus talking here. He told the woman, "You worship what you do not know." We know what we worship. How can a man, how can somebody worship what he or she did not know? How can you not know God? How do you not have relationship with God, and you are here raising up your hand to worship him? Instead of you to go and serve Satan well, make it a bless you. Satan, they bless you. It could have been better. Why are you wasting your time? Why are you here? Wasting your time when you don't have relationship with the one we are here to worship. "How can a man worship whom he did not know?" Is that possible? Remember from our definition, worship is what? There are ways we use to describe worship. We talk of respect. We talk of submission, right? Like, what again? Remind me now. Extreme love. That was our definition of worship. So you want to submit to somebody you don't know. It is impossible. So I don't know why we are not seeing this. We are wasting our time. Coming to the presence of God. They are telling you, our pastors, our deacons and deacons, they keep on telling us what you should do to know this God. You are running away. You are claiming busy. It's because you don't know who you are dealing with. You are claiming busy. I cannot do this one. They are churchy too much. Every day, church. It's becoming too much. Monday, I close from work. Instead of me to relax, they say, "Come for discipleship. Discipleship, it should be online." Everything will not be in your favor, my brother. If you know that it's Jesus that is having a demand, come, follow me, learn of me. If you know that it's truly Jesus that is talking. If you close from your work, if there is no vehicle, you will run and come to church. It's because you are not aware who you are dealing with. "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Verse 23. But the hour is coming. "And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." Jesus is saying, the hour is coming. It's not just coming. The hour is now that the true worshiper will worship God in truth and in spirit. Do you know what Jesus is saying? He said the time is coming, and that time is now, that the true worshiper will worship God in truth and in spirit. That is, if you claim you are worshiping God truly, you could have known me. Follow this carefully. If you know you are worshiping God truly, all you have been saying, Jerusalem, they have a place of worship. Samaria, they have a place of worship. You were right. But the time is coming. And that time is now, that those that worship my Father will worship him in truth and in spirit. I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. Jesus is clearly saying, you cannot worship my Father without me. You don't get that. You don't claim to worship this God without me. I have become a ladder. I have become a bridge. Except you pass through me, I have become a channel through which you can worship. If you don't pass through me, your worship is a noise. If you are not worshiping through me, your worship has become a noise in my father's ear. Because I am the truth. The time is coming, and now is the time. No longer Jerusalem, no longer Samaria. If you must worship, it must be through me. Jesus said, worship in truth and in spirit. He's saying, without me, Jesus is the truth. The truth is the word of God. The word of God is Jesus. Are you getting this? Meaning without me, you cannot worship him. How do you claim you are worshiping God and you don't know Jesus? God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Worship is not external, it's internal. Hello? Worship is not coming to church and be hallelujah. It's not about your sweet voice. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's not about your sweet voice. I want you to know from today that worship, is not external, it's internal. And I want you to know that worship is beyond song. Worship is a lifestyle. When Jesus said, that time is coming, and that time is now, that the true worshiper will worship in spirit and in truth. Where you worship doesn't really matter again. So long you are worshiping through me, your worship will be acceptable. It doesn't matter where you worship. Okay? So you must have understanding of me before you worship my father. The woman said to him, now, this woman, see, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. She don't know that she was speaking with the Messiah. See, the woman said to him, my time has gone. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. What else do you want to know? Pass what I did tell you, madam. He will tell us all things. Next verse. Jesus said to her, I, who speak to you, am he. Now, I want you to look at this carefully. I told us earlier that when Jesus demanded for water, the response of the woman is because he don't know who she was dealing with, right? Now, look at. Okay, and at this point, I don't want to talk about the disciple. Move to the next verse. 28. The woman then left her water pot. See, immediately this woman discovered, this could be Messiah. She left her water pot. She left it there. Went her way into the city and said to them, the woman become automatically an evangelist. You are going to see it. I said, if you have an encounter with God, your life cannot remain the same. This woman had an encounter with Jesus. Before, she did not know that the man she was dealing with, she don't know who he was. But now, she's perceiving. She never still know. She's just thinking, this could be Messiah. Immediately that thought enter her head. She ran. If I don't live here now, I beg, only me, they here. I feel die. I'm seeing God. I'm seeing, no. I have to go. The woman ran. What did she now do? The next verse. He went to the city and said, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Okay. Then they went out of the city and came to him. Came to who? Came to Jesus. Plenty, multitude, plenty. They followed the woman. Let's go. Let's go and meet that man. Go to verse 39. Let's take it from there. Verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city
Who came to see Jesus? Believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified.
Do you know why they are saying you should come for evangelism and you are not ready to go? You have not met Christ. I'm telling you. Do you know why they are saying come? Let's do the work of God. There is something. They entrust something in the house of God for you to do. And you are scratching your head. It's because you have not met him. Did Jesus tell the woman to go and call people? Did Jesus say that? Is Jesus not in need of people to talk to? Wait. Ask me now. Is Jesus not in need of people, as in to preach to? Answer me now. He is.
But you don't need to tell me before I go. The salvation I have seen, what I have set my eyes on,
I need to call others people to come and witness. Are you here today? You are not telling others about the love of Jesus. You are what? You are wrong. You can't know him without dragging people, others, to come to him. Then you have not truly encountered him.
Because of the word of the woman who testified. Okay, next verse 40. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days.
They have seen already. Our eyes have seen salvation. This is the Messiah, the Christ. Please, I want you to know this. That time, that was the first coming of Jesus. You know, we are expecting Jesus to come back again. Are we together? You know, we are expecting Jesus to come back again. Okay. That time, they were also expecting Jesus, Christ, to come, which is what? The first coming. When this woman went to call people, they came to Jesus. They all what? They all believed in him and repented. See, as they are telling us to repent, Jesus is coming very soon. It's not entering your ear well. Because you don't know that it's Jesus that is sending the message. Repent from your sin. Sin no more. Jesus is coming. If you are aware that truly he is coming and you have encountered him, your behavior, your attitude towards the word of God, you wouldn't have been in this level you are. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I want you to know something. Jesus said, those who will worship me, those who will worship my Father, will worship in what? In truth. And in spirit.
A man who is alive to himself cannot worship God. So, somebody who must worship must be somebody who is dead to self. So, I want to establish this again. That worship does not start by raising of hand and say, Jesus, O logo, O leader, Amanana. No matter, you can't use your word to bribe him. If you don't know him, it's a noise. Are we together? Worship starts from where? From sacrifice.
A man who have not sacrificed himself to God, who Jesus is not in control of his or her life, cannot worship Father.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Please, time has gone. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 40 to 7. Verse 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 40. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 40. Excuse me. Now, I want just briefly to give you background of what is happening here. Solomon is about to dedicate the temple. He's about to dedicate the temple. And now, He's praying to God.
Now, my God, before he's making this prayer, already there was a sacrifice in the temple. Are we together?
He has arranged a sacrifice in the temple.
And he said, now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place. Arise, O God, to your resting place. A place of sacrifice is a place God dwells. Arise, O God, to your resting place. You and the ark of your strength. Let your priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. And let your saint rejoice in goodness. The next verse. Oh Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointing. Remember the mercies of your servant, David. The next verse.
When Solomon had finished, now listen. When Solomon had finished praying, fire. Everybody say fire. Fire came down from heaven. Came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord fill the temple.
Don't leave that scripture. Remain there.
When Solomon had finished praying, the next thing that came was fire.
And when the fire came, he came to do what?
To consume the sacrifice that was arranged in the temple.
After the fire came, to consume the sacrifice and the burnt offering.
The glory of the Lord came down.
What is the temple?
Who says church?
Okay, you are right. You are right. At this point, it's church. Okay. What is the temple now?
We are the temple. Before a man, there was a sacrifice on the temple. The fire need to come to burn the sacrifice. Before the glory of the Lord came. A man who must worship the Father is a man who has offered his life as a living sacrifice.
What did the people do? Consume the burnt offering and the sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The next verse, that's verse 2. And the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled it.
Let me tell you something. We say this is our year of supernatural what? Encounter or supernatural blessing. Am I correct?
I want you to know you can never encounter the blessings of God if you have not offered yourself as a living sacrifice.
Supernatural blessing is not for everybody. We'll talk more of this on Sunday.
When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, she bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worship and praise the Lord.
Why? COP? Do you know why we are worshiping? And it seems that people will be looking at us
as if, what is this one doing there? He's showcasing how he or she can sing. The melody of your voice, twist your voice. No matter how you twist, people will still not be moved. And you'll be thinking, what is going on?
It's because this life, this life that is leading, has not been offered as a sacrifice.
Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, I beg you that ye offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
Oh, I love this song. This song.
I have more than a song. Today, I brought myself. I am the sacrifice. I have more than a song. Today, I brought myself. I am your worship. You are the worship. See, worship is not what you are first, yourself, your sacrifice, the sacrifice, your body. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Lord? Your first sacrifice, your self-worship is yourself, not the song you sing. If your heart is far away from God and you are worshiping God, in the book of Amos, let me quote my Amos. You know, I wrote a book. You don't know? If you don't know, in the book of Amos chapter 5 verse 23, show it to us. Amos chapter 5 verse 23, what does it call such worship? Your heart is far from God. Eh? And you're here raising her. Take away from me the noise of your songs. For I will not hear the melody of your string instrument. What a noise. You are making noise. Take away. Get out. Leave this place. Instead of you to be praying for mercy, pray for reconciliation. Let me have mercy on you. Let's reconcile first before you worship me. Can we all be on our feet? Mani agadabala da 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 da. Oh, I don't know how many of us. I want you to raise up your hand to heaven and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for his word. Let this word should not be used against you on the day of judgment. Where have you been going wrong? Where have you been rebelling against God? Where have you been doing things in a wrong way? Because you lack knowledge. You lack understanding of the word of God. Where have you been doing things out of your own strength? Where? Open your mouth and pray. Father, have mercy on me. Here I am. Take my life as a living sacrifice. Take my life. Take my life. Take my life. Take my life. Ege bazonia balagada badada. Izunia le brogo zonia namanagada balagada. Mekato bezunia lia bragado senia lia gadabos. Take my life. 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 Lord, take my life. Take my life. Take my life. You need, you need, you need. You need to sacrifice yourself. You need to be offered as a living sacrifice. What that simply means is that you don't have a desire on your own. You don't have anything on your own. Whatsoever you have been giving up to Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, accept me as a living sacrifice. I love the man of God. Oh, he has done so very much for. He has forgiven me all my sins. I love the man.
All the way, all the way.
I bless your name. Oh God, reconcile me to you. Reconcile me back 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 to you. I want you to know that he's here. He's here to reconcile you back to him. Are we together? He's here to do something. He's here to forgive you your sin. He's here to reconcile you. If you are ready to offer yourself as a sacrifice, he's here to accept you as a sacrifice. He's here to accept you the way you are. He's here to accept you. He suffered because of you. He don't want you to die like that. He don't want you to be like that. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Ike malia baladada. Ike pata kata kata. Malia boshani ananama. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Ike malia baladada boshani ananada. All the way. All the way to. He will.
There's mercy around. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy is here. Sin will never take control. Life and death. life and death to face to face. Darkness,
makabo shinya managa da da bo shinya da 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 da. Heke mi ana na 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 na.
Thank you, Jesus. Mercy, see. Talaba fiowi. Talos. Talaba fiowi. Shadua keo, mena shadua keo. Adua shoko, kadu bebi, juja. Adua shoko, kadu bebi, adua keo.
Adua shoko,
adua shoko, adua juja u, adua. Nimo siniliwe anasi. Anasi. If ever see me, oh God, oh John, to die, Lord. If ever see me, oh God.
ifera la ilegbe oga ifera la ilegbe oga o ifera la
I want you to worship with an understanding that God is here tonight. I don't know if what you see, I don't know what you are seeing. I don't know if you understand this. If you are still ordinary, if you are still ordinary under this atmosphere, then something is wrong somewhere. I want you to pour out your heart. Just say something, anything. Worship on your own. Worship on your own. Worship on your own. Say something to God. Worship on your own. 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 I don't want us to live here. I know this is youth week, right? And I know our fathers in the house, they are not to climb altar. This is our week. But I want to beg us, we need a fatherly blessing tonight. Please, our reverend, I beg you in the name of God, I want you to use this atmosphere to bless us. Please come on stage, I beg you. Our reverend, please, reverend, reverend, our daddy, Babalola, and our daddy, Michael, I don't know, please, if you, I beg you to come, and just help, and just raise your voice to heaven and say something. Father, please, I'm calling you, please, is it wrong, please, daddy, can you please. I don't want us to live here just like that. I know Sir, I don't know you are around, sir. Please, my apologies. I've not been seeing you. Yes, sir. Please, my apologies. Can you please? Or we should give you microphone there to release from there for us, please. Yeah, let your glory like fire, like rain. Oh, like fire, like rain.
Like fire, like rain. Let your glory. Bye.
glory fall.
Let your glory.
Eternal Father, we thank you. We thank you for arranging this meeting for our blessing. Thank you for drawing our attention to the serious need for us to know you. We do not want to worship you by assumption. We do not want to fall into the sin of presumption. Eternal Father, tonight we plead with you that we will know you better. Lord, as you encounter us tonight, we plead with you that we will return back to you. Lord, every water pot that we have gathered for ourselves and that we have dragged it along to the well that the waters do not quench thirst, we plead with you tonight that having encountered you tonight, we will forget our water pots. Eternal Father, send us back to the city to correct all the errors of our past and to bring back to the fold those to whom you want to challenge their lives. Our desire tonight is that our lives will be sacrificed on the altar of your grace to the extent that we will become a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto you. That which you have set to do tonight and that which you have done, please go ahead and do it. We return back to you tonight to present ourselves, not just the fruit of our lips, but we present ourselves to you. And like you did in the days of Solomon, when he offered sacrifice unto you, lifted his hands up to pray, and the fire came down. I ask, O God, that your fire will return back to our lives, and that our lives will become the model for which you have proposed it. Thank you, loving Father. Have your way in our lives and glorify yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
And so, Father, we cannot thank you enough for setting us up for this glorious encounter, such that you could bless our lives. And we thank you for not hiding yourself away from us. Thank you for setting the truth plainly before us today, that before we can ever be transformed into the same degree of glory with you, before our lives can become the platform, can become the showcase of your glory, through which multitude around us will be drawn to you, there are certain things that must be dealt with in our lives, as you did with the woman of Samaria. When you appeared to her, you took away the veil of her ignorance of who you are. It was her ignorance of who you are that made her to be challenging your authority. Oh, eternal Father, this veil that you have removed tonight, let it be taken away permanently in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of argument, every spirit of insubordination, Father, tonight, from the lives of each and every one of us, Lord, take it out in the mighty name of Jesus. It was due to our ignorance, like the woman of Samaria, that made us to rationalize your revelation. Oh, eternal Father, every spirit, oh God, of man in us that makes us to rationalize your revelation, that makes us to subject every truth you reveal to us to human reasoning. Oh, Father, Take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. It is due to lack of understanding, due to the lack of knowledge of who you are, that made us to settle for things that are temporary, that made us to settle for consumable at the expense of eternal and abundant life. Oh, eternal Father, with this encounter today, that you are the ultimate blessing we can have. Oh, God of heaven, every temporary blessing that has taken away our lives, that we have been wasting our lives over, Father, tonight, deliver us from them in the name of Jesus. When that woman encountered you, a lifestyle that was obnoxious to herself, obnoxious to people around her, that lifestyle that was stinking with sin, that lifestyle was transformed. She was changed. Tonight, oh God, let there be a supernatural transformation for everyone here in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bad habit, every evil habit, Father, transform us from them in the name of Jesus. Roll away all our reproach in the mighty name of Jesus. And let our life begin to showcase your glory in the name of Jesus. Let your glory continue to shine forth, break forth in our lives, beginning from tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And by the reason of our lives, oh God, multitude will come to know you in the name of Jesus. All the people that our lives have been repelling, oh God, by the reason of this transformation, our lives will begin to attract them to you in the name of Jesus. All these blessings are permanent. They are permanent. In Jesus' name we pray.
Righteous Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for these replacement sons that you are already bringing forth in righteousness and by your wisdom to take over this church. Lord, even when you add alternatives, the Bible declares that you had to go through Samaria just because of that woman. You made a detour. Father, whatever you need to do in the lives of every one of us in this meeting tonight, whatever detour you need to make, Father, whatever you need to do, particularly in the lives of every young person in church here tonight, that will bring radical transformation. Please, Father, in your mercy, go ahead and do it for us. Father, do it for us. Do it in every life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just have your way. When you succeeded over that woman, she single-handedly turned a village around for you. Father God, we do not doubt what we can do when our lives are yielded to you. Father, we can't even imagine the extent to which you will go. Tonight, we rededicate our lives to you. We present ourselves to you, O God, as a living sacrifice. O God, we plead by your supernatural power, do a work in every life here tonight. Father, do a very deep work in each of our lives here tonight, that we shall be global transformers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you did not just help that woman. You came before it was too late. Her life was already being destroyed, already had 5 husbands. please, Father, there are people here tonight that you need to intercept. There are people here that you need to quickly arrest before their matter will be precarious like this woman's case, that everything about her life is already going in shambles. Father, we plead with you tonight, as many of us already on the wrong path, as many of us that the enemy is already walking over, by your mercy, by your sovereignty tonight, please intercept us. Father, intercept us. Corner us unto yourself. Oh, that our lives will not be wasted. That our destiny will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the enemy wouldn't have scattered our lives before you begin to pick us up again. Have mercy tonight. Appear to us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Your children ask for a blessing. We ask, oh God Almighty, God from whom all blessings flow. We ask tonight, oh God, that you be gracious. Lord, to release your blessing, your spiritual blessing, your physical blessing, your marital blessings, your financial blessings, emotional blessings, blessings in their health, blessings of longevity, blessings of favor, blessings of promotion, blessings of enlargement, blessings of promotion, blessings of open doors, diverse breakthroughs. Let it be your portion tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the living water tonight. In the name of Jesus. Receive the living water. In the name of Jesus. Let your thirst be quenched tonight. Let your desires be granted tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. For every youth, by this time next year, you'll be higher than this. You'll be greater than this. You'll be mightier than this. You will have better testimonies, greater testimonies, glorious testimonies. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare you blessed tonight. More blessed than you came into this service. Thank you, Holy Father. Glory be to your holy name. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Just wave your hands to heaven and just appreciate him. Just bless the Lord.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.